Truth or Dare with Sophie. Because if you want something you never had, you have to do or say something you have never done or said. Join us for an hour of fun, fresh perspectives on life in the 21st century, where kids, business, texting, and working out all need to happen at once.
Hello, hello, my dear audience. This is Sophie Mihalko, and I'm so excited about today's show. I mean, when am I not excited, I wonder. So today we are, today we have a very, very cool, amazing special guest on the show. I'm going to introduce her to you, but let me first tell you that when it comes to creating beyond what's comfortable, creating beyond this reality, this woman is definitely somebody I go and talk to. If I ever feel like I need a little kick in the pants or I need a little inspiration, I'm going to go to her. Her name is Cori Michelle, and she is a certified facilitator of Access Consciousness, an intuitive business coach, and so many more things. Actually, Cori, it's kind of challenging for me to even describe who you are. Hi, Cori.
Hi. I'm indescribable. Indescribable? Non-describable?
I don't know anymore. Who cares?
Right.
Cori, do you want to tell us a little bit about your background and your story so we know more about you?
Sure. I guess I can totally do that. Where do I start? I've sort of been a seeker / creator entrepreneur since forever, really. And just aware, like I grew up aware of the things that were heavy, right, in life. And I had a very depressed sort of teenage years that I pretended to be happy, but I was really like, did a really good job. I knew how to pretend to be happy really well, but I was really miserable. Like I was horribly miserable. I don't know if I was suicidal necessarily, though I thought about it sometimes. And just knowing how this reality wasn't what I wanted.
You mean it didn't look good enough for you?
No, it was terrible. Like,
right?
Like my parents fought all the time. Like people were just mean. And I don't know. That was my experience. And anyway, just growing up really aware, but never knowing I was very aware. Like growing up totally intuitive, but having no idea that I was intuitive. Because I didn't, I didn't have anybody in my life to show me or tell me or guide me or support me in that. I just literally thought I was on the wrong planet. And so, with a lot of personal growth and a lot of failures in business and things like that, I finally figured out that I actually know a lot more than I ever gave myself credit for. And once I started following that, freaking magic happens. So thank God.
Okay. So this is really interesting to me. So you said that the day you realized that you were aware, then things started showing up differently. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Yeah.
So what did it take for you to start being conscious that, oh my gosh, I actually know a lot of things and I'm not making this up? How did you come to that conclusion? Or no, not to that conclusion, but like, how did you know that you were aware instead of just making things up?
Yeah. Well, I don't think it was necessarily one particular time. I was really dense. I think I was like, wanted to believe that I was wrong and that, I was really the one that was all messed up, right? And I remember like the first time that I really was like, oh shoot, I actually am aware of things that I shouldn't be aware of, but I really am aware of them, where I was sitting in this coffee shop, and this was years, like probably 10 years ago. I was sitting in this coffee shop with my friend and we were talking, and I told her, and she's a psychic, and I told her, I said, I don't know why, but there was this couple that was sort of at the next table or the table over. They weren't very far away, maybe not even 10 feet away. And I was like, I feel really embarrassed for the woman, because I felt like they were on a date. I was just like, oh my God, I feel really embarrassed for her. And he happened to be like a loud talker. Like he was talking so unbelievably loud. And I thought that like it was my reaction to him, like, cause he was just talking so loud and I, you know, I would have been annoyed if I was reacting to him, but I was embarrassed. And I was like, that's so weird. Like, why do I feel embarrassed right now? And my friend looked at me and she's like, Corey, are you aware of how she's feeling right now? And I was like, what? I can be aware of that? And it blew me away because I was like, oh my gosh, it was my first sort of awareness of who does this belong to way before, you know, I actually learned that that was a real tool. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, if I'm aware of that, what else am I aware of? And I think that was probably the place where it started to crack open my thick my thick skin of I'm really just messed up.
That's so
I couldn't be aware. I'm just messed up.
So it required that you be willing to see you were not as messed up as you thought you were for you to recognize your capacity. Am I correct?
Yes.
Awesome. So there are some people in that are listening to this show that don't necessarily know the tool. Who does this belong to? So let's give them a quick rundown.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to go ahead and start and tell people what do you mean by who does this belong to?
Who does this? Oh, sure. Yeah. So who does this belong to? Is really just acknowledging that what you're perceiving, what you're feeling, what you're thinking might not actually be yours. And the way that was my first introduction to it a long time ago. And then when I got introduced to it as a real tool, that I use now, even in my facilitation, and you do too, Sophie, is all the time. It's like my go-to now. Like anyway, I could go on and on about this tool, but, was that every animal, every species on this planet is highly aware. You look at a school of fish and they're all going in the same direction and they all flow together. It's because they're aware. They don't talk necessarily. Yes. They don't verbally communicate. They're all perceiving the different energies of where to go. Like even if you have a herd of elk, and there's, you know, a lion, I don't know about elk and lion, but there's a bear, let's just say a bear, okay. Right? Like an enemy comes, a predator comes, right? And it's not, sometimes they make a noise, but a lot of times they're picking up on an energy, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
But because we're as human beings, Homo sapiens, we're not trained in intuition or in energy. We're trained to fit in, we're trained to cut ourselves off, we're trained to do everything the right way and avoid being wrong, that we're not trained in energy, right?
And right. So
like energy training would be like such so valuable as, you know, 5-year-olds, right? So knowing that, you know, every other animal, that was for me, like every other species has this highly sensitive and like energy awareness. Why don't we use it? And do we even have it? And I was like, holy cow, we totally do. And what's mine? Like, what am I actually aware of is where I kind of went with that.
So Corey, in this show, I like giving people little dares for them mm-hmm. to play with throughout the week. So this gave me the idea of a really cool dare. So we all go, I mean, I hope we all go to the grocery store or sometimes like Starbucks line or wherever, like in public, when we are in public and we're surrounded by people. So just like Corey explained, in the restaurant, she was sitting next to this couple. And then you have a thought that's kind of random. So like, oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed right now. Or I wonder where the best Thai restaurant is, or I really need to go wash my laundry, whatever it is. So what I'd like you guys to do, the dare is pick up somebody's thought and respond to that thought, even though they did not speak it. So let's say you're where somebody's really hungry next to you because you feel hungry and you just had a meal. By the way, that's not you being hungry. So you go and like, oh my gosh, this person is hungry. So then you turn to that person and say, the best restaurant I know is over there. Just like, try that. So it gets you out of your comfort zone because you're starting a conversation with somebody that may be surprised, and it gets you to acknowledge that you're aware. How fun would that be?
Yep. That's awesome. I love that. You know, and can I share an experience that I had with that? So, I mean, I had heard stories of people doing this where, like, they would just say things that were in other people's heads and stuff. And I didn't really, and they were hearing, it's almost like the stories that I had heard is they were like hearing the thoughts in their head as if the person was actually talking. So normally how it comes into my world is that it feels like mine, right? There wasn't ever really a distinction of this is mine, this is not mine. I had to make that distinction.
Yeah.
But the more and more I made that distinction, the more I could actually tell what was mine and what wasn't mine. And a lot of times I still have to ask anyways. But there I was at this conference and we were all going to lunch, and I sort of am walking with this group of people, and we walk in the door to this Mexican restaurant, and there's this big, really handsome African-American man. And he looks at me and he's smiling and he's like, what's up, sexy? And I look at him and I'm like, did you just call me sexy? And he, if he could get red, he would have been totally red, blushing. And he smiles and he goes, no, I didn't. And I swear I heard it. I swear. I heard it. I saw his lips move. I swear. And somebody behind me goes, but was he thinking it? And he starts laughing. He's like, I totally was thinking it. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. That thing just happened to me. But I totally heard it loud and clear as if it actually happened. And it did happen. It just didn't happen in the normal way that we validate as real, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. But it doesn't make it less real. It's just that in this reality, we've been told that's not possible, when actually it happens all the time, all the time. That's awesome. I remember I had something happen to me where a woman turns to me and say, wow, your legs are beautiful. And I'm looking at her and I'm like, what? And then she's like, oh my gosh, that was so not my thought. And she was talking for the guy next to her. And it was hilarious because I could tell, like, that she did not mean to say that to me. She was just speaking out what the guy was thinking. That was awesome.
Oh my gosh, that is awesome.
So don't play with this tool, all our listeners. Don't play with this unless you want to have lots of fun and really truly be aware of what it is you're doing that actually you did not mean to do, because it was somebody else's desire to eat or drink or go sleep with that person. It was not yours.
I tripped and fell and slept with that person. It wasn't even mine.
Can I just tell you, my daughter is awesome at that. She goes and eats stuff in the morning because she wakes up before anybody in the house. And then she goes in the kitchen and she'll eat whatever she wants. And then there was something one day that she knew she was not supposed to eat it. But then she goes eat it and then puts the wrapping in the trash. So I get up in the morning, I'm throwing something away, and I see the wrapping in the trash. And I said, Ruby, you were not supposed to eat this. You knew that. And she looks at me. She's like, Mama, I did not do it. They made me do it.
Oh, my God.
And because she's so aware of energies and people wanting things and all of that. And she was perceiving that someone in the house wanted to eat it. And she ate it.
Oh my goodness. That is hilarious. Oh my God. That's so funny. Yeah. So it's fun to play with it like that, like you're talking about with the dare, Sophie, because you'll blow people's minds, but also you're acknowledging what you're actually aware of, that so much of the time we don't really even think about that it would be somebody else's.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. So this is really the juicy, meaty stuff for me, because you and I, we work with people that want to create more in their life. And a lot of times they bump onto an obstacle, right? Or they're like, I want this, but I keep, you know, spending my money on this instead of this, or I keep going out with the wrong person and all of that. So I know you and I, we use this tool in our first station, right? So how can we show people, like, do you have an example of where somebody keeps doing the same thing over and over and it's just not theirs, and the day that they stop doing it, they finally can get what they want? Am I making sense?
Yeah. Well, the first example that popped in my head was my last relationship, uh-huh, where, I mean, a little bit different than what you're talking about, but a really clear example where, like, and this is going to sound really interesting, but it's really clear. Like, my ex had two kids, and every time I was around the kids, like, and I like kids. I don't really want any of my own, but I actually like kids. And every time I was around them, I was just, like, irritated and uncomfortable and, you know, not really having much fun and just, like, really just irritated. And when it wasn't very often that he wasn't around and I was alone with the kids, but on, I think it was like New Year's Eve, I had a few hours with the kids alone and it was totally joyful.
Nice.
Like, it was nice. I was like, oh, I really like you guys today. But like the minute he came home, it was back to, ugh. And I was with this guy for a year and a half, and I didn't even realize until that moment that it was all his. And that when we ended up, you know, ending the relationship, and when I ended that relationship, it was like all of what I really wanted to have in my life was actually possible now, mm-hmm, because I wasn't taking on his energy, right? Like his points of view and all that kind of stuff. It's like all of a sudden, everything that I wanted started to show up. And that's kind of an example with the, you know, we take on the energies and choosing over and over and over because I decided I loved him and because I decided he was great and I decided all this stuff. And then we ignore the fact that it's not working. We ignore the junk that's there because we decide it's great. And literally the energy shifted the moment I decided, I chose to acknowledge that it wasn't working for me. And then since then, it's been about, what, 6, almost 8 months now, my life has been like off the freaking charts. And it was great before. And even with his, you know, energy and it getting heavy in our relationship, I was still living a pretty great life. But now it's like magic happens when I'm with my energy. You know what I mean? When I'm truly just me.
Yeah. And it is possible. So it's like once we acknowledge that the stuff, so the thoughts, the emotions, the feelings, a lot of it is not ours, it is possible to just be aware of it and be with what we choose and not be bombarded by this person's desires and this person's insecurity, but just be present of what we choose. And that's awesome.
Exactly. Well, and I think too, I know you find this one too, Sophie, is that people in business, right? Like I just created this program and I was looking to do the sales page, you know, the landing page where everybody goes and sees if they want to buy it or not. And I, on my head was like, I need to do it this way and I need to have these components and these elements and I need to blah, 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 blah. And it was not happening. It was not happening for weeks. It was not happening. And finally, I was like, well, what does this actually want to be? And so I chose something, you know, different than what I thought it should be according to marketing and according to all the gurus and according to what sells and also according to what I've done in the past. And it said, you know, all it needs is a logo, a video, and a apply button, and that's it. And I was like, okay. And then boom, guess how fast I got that done in a day.
It's funny. That's exactly how I do my pages.
Mm-hmm.
People are so more intrigued and they want to know instead of, you know, giving them all the content you're about to deliver in a sales page. What about just teasing them and giving them the energy of it. I love it.
Yeah. Well, and especially for like this kind of program, it's not a cognitive program. It's an energetic program. And that's so different than what's out there. And even though that's, you know, what I do too, I still was sort of in all of these other points of view of like, well, I need to give them more information. And I'm like, no, I need to actually just be the energy. Go figure, right? Excuse me.
Yes. And you are the energy. I saw the page and it's awesome. It's awesome.
Thanks. So thank you.
We are going to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back in a few moments after this pause.
Have you tried meditating, choosing your thoughts, smoking the herbs, and acting as if? I bet you saw some improvement, but not the real change you were looking for. Do you want some daily tools to start creating the change and the ease you have been asking for? Join us at beingwe.com. That's BEINGOUI.com.
Okay, we're back. Hi, Corey.
Hi.
Okay. The second part of the show, what I wanted to do, I love that we explored who does this belong to so much this morning, because now we wanted to talk about resistance and what makes us resist and why we're resisting and how to get rid of resistance. I mean, we only have 20 minutes, so whatever we can cover, or 40 minutes. But when you think of resistance, Corey, what's the first thing that pops up for you?
Oh, man. Resistance, like, well, there's two things. One is, it's like that energy that you push up against. But what I know about resistance is that it literally is the thing you have to choose in order to move on, like to create what you would like to have, or, you know, it's that space that's required. It's that uncomfortable space that's new. And it's like an indicator of change. Like whenever I get resistant of something, or I'm experiencing resistance, or with my clients, it's always the thing they need to do in order to create what they've been asking for.
I am so happy you're saying this. I don't think I've ever heard somebody express it so clearly. So thank you. It feels so light. It is no longer something we have to defend against. It's no longer something we have to like make better. It's actually something positive, or something that we can create with. Yes. Oh,
yes.
Thank God.
Oh my gosh. Totally. Well, and you know what, okay. Sophie? I figured this out a long, long time ago. Because I would, you know, I had this big business and it was, you know, networking, and everybody always wanted to meet me. And I would go on these lots of coffee dates, you know, every week. And there was some times where it was super easy to go on a coffee date and it was like, fine. And there's other times where like 2 hours before I'd be like, oh, I don't want to go. I should just cancel. It's like, and it was just really uncomfortable. And then in my uncomfort, what comes up is I don't want to. Like, that's the automatic thing, is I don't want to. So then I would, you know, suck it up and I would just go anyway, because I didn't know what that was. And I would get there and then magic would happen. Like, I would get connected to something I was asking for, or they would just be really awesome, or I got to contribute to them, or they contributed to me, or maybe they bought something, or like whatever happened, it was awesome. So every single freaking time I did it anyway, like beyond the I don't wanna, something magical happened. And after like the third or fourth time that happened, I was like, wait a second. Like every time I have an I don't wanna, something cool happens. So now when I have an I don't wanna, I go, ooh, cool. I wonder what's going to show up now.
Oh my gosh, you are so brilliant. So brilliant. Okay. So But this is what I said in the beginning of the show. If we want to have or do something different, we have to start having or doing something different, right? And unless, so if we do something different, that means that it's going to feel different, i.e. uncomfortable or unusual or maybe not what we think we should be doing. Because if we're not feeling like this, then we're not doing something different. So it's kind of like the reverse of what I was told long time ago, which is, oh no, don't do that. Look, it's hard. Or no, don't do that. It doesn't feel good. And I'm like, well, but if I do that, then I'm never going to do anything that is different. So exactly. Thank you. I love that. I love that. Now, how do we know? Okay, so let's say that here's my story, because I can't find the theory behind this. So my story is this. I'm building my career as a public speaker, and I belong to this Toastmasters group. Now, I don't know if anybody knows about Toastmasters here, but it's a great educational program, and it has a little bit too much structure for me. So the way that it's programmed and structured, it's really challenging for me to do it. But because I had to do it, I learned how can you structure to my advantage. I learned where I'm resisting structure, what can structure bring to me. However, the last time that I was supposed to go and talk at a Toastmasters, I just couldn't get myself to go. There were a lot of things that showed up that made it very logical for me not to go. So how would I recognize, okay, this is resistance versus this is just not going to create what I want to create? Do you have any tips on how to recognize the difference?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay, and this is like, I see this all the time in my clients, where there's kind of like two sorts of things that sort of show up, and maybe more, but the two sort of main things is, one, if you go into being a 5-year-old and you're like, I don't wanna, that's resistance. I don't want to. You are like throwing a fit in order to resist something. So that's number one. Number two is, if all these weird things are happening that are trying to, like you were just saying, like, oh, like there's a car accident, and oh, you got a flat tire, and oh, like these things sort of get in your way that are weird. Like, I mean, not normal, right? You don't always get a flat tire, right? It's rare that you actually get a flat tire, right? And those things are all like, it seems like it just happened, right? Like bad luck. But what I think is, when you're so much in resistance, it's almost like you throw these things out into your future that are get created to stop you. So then you have an excuse or a reason, a valid one at that, not to choose something. And I see this happening with people, and I'm sure you do too, Sophie, of people coming to your classes where, excuse me, they have to overcome a bunch of things. Right? Like I had one person who was like, I woke up and I had a fever, and then I got in my car and I had no gas. And then I finally get gas. I take the Sudafed. I get on the highway and there's a big accident, and they get there anyway. And it's the most life transforming thing that they've ever done. Right. But like, we don't want to change that much, that dynamically. So then we create these blocks that seem like we didn't create them. Right? Like a car accident or the flu or whatever. So I don't want us. And then random stuff in your way is resistance.
Okay. This is making me laugh because I feel like recently I've been acting like that. So that's awesome. Cool.
Yeah. Oh, and I think the other one, like I've never actually put them in like bullet points, but another one could be judgment. Like I see this happen a lot where people are like, well, I don't want to go to that person's class, or I don't really want to go do that person's thing because blah, 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 blah. Like, they make up some reason to judge somebody or judge something. And a lot of times it's, they're creating that judgment in order not to receive what could be possible with between them and that person.
Wow. That is amazing. I never saw that, but I totally get that. Totally.
Yeah.
So let's see. You know, when I give the dares to people, one thing I'm very aware of is that when when people do dares, there's some people that are going to be having super much fun with them, like, yeah, this is awesome, I love it. And then some people are like, you're crazy. And the people that you're crazy, I kind of want to do like even more dares around them, because I can feel how they're resisting having fun in their life. So the more the people are like, no way, no way, I don't want to be that embarrassing, you're crazy, cuckoo, the more I want to do dares and the more I want to make them embarrassed because they're so resistant to it. It cracks me up. It cracks me up. But that's not always very kind. So, oops, oopsie. Okay. So you talked earlier about how your new program is energetic. And I know you and I, we use a lot of energy tools to change things. Mm-hmm. So it feels to me that if you are using your head to combat resistance, or if you're going to say, you know what, I'm going to figure this out and I'm going to do it anyway, it's going to be harder, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But if we use tools like energy tools, such as you and I use all the day, every day, then it would be easier, wouldn't it?
Well, I think it's easier.
So can we give them one energy tool that we use?
No. Nobody else can have ease. Just us, Sophie. It's just us.
Oh, okay.
Gosh. I don't know. Do you have one that...
Yeah, I was thinking the expansion one.
Oh, expanding out. I love that one.
I love that one too.
I forget it sometimes too because it's so simple.
Yeah.
And it makes such a difference.
It does.
God, it's like the simplest tools are the ones I forget the most. So the expansion tool, do you have a good way of explaining this one? Do you want to talk about it?
Well, I think the first part is always the most challenging because it's about everybody acknowledging where their energy is. So who, as a being, who are you? And where, not who are you, but where do you, almost where do you end? Where are you with your energy? And for me, what I say is, I say, if you don't really know where your energy is, it probably is just outside of your body. So like you're aware enough that you know like where the chair is and where the other people around you are. So usually it's very easy for us to keep our energy like right around our body, almost to protect our bodies. And we tend to go like this throughout the world, just keeping our energy just a few inches away from our bodies. Do you agree, Corey?
Oh, for sure.
So for me, expanding out is what would it be like if you actually took that energy and opened it up to everything around you? So instead of being just a few inches close to your body, what if you opened up and included everybody around you, included the table, the chairs, and included the dogs and the walls and the cars around you, like included everything, became part of you. And you became part of them. And so when you do that, really, there's no more walls. There's no more separation. There's no more. You have to also be aware of everything. So if somebody had the thought, I'm going to hurt that person, then you become aware of it before even they go and hurt you. So expanding out for me includes everything and everybody. That's how I would explain it.
I love that. And that sounds so scary.
Really?
Yeah, because what, like, if you're including everyone and everything, you're including all of their junk and all of their heaviness and all of their negative energy.
Yeah, I don't see stuff as negative.
No, I know. I'm making fun of that because that's what a lot of people will say to me is they're like, well, I don't want to include everything because there's all the stuff that I don't want. And I think that was one of the biggest things I learned, because before I started using this tool, I was trying to avoid the negative energy. And because somewhere I had learned that, you know, there's positive and negative energy, and you definitely want to stay away from negative energy because that's bad and it will affect you and you'll feel bad. And, you know, I was so aware and I didn't know I was aware. But when somebody said to me, like, what if you don't judge the energy? And if it's just heavier or lighter and it's all just energy. And I was like, oh my gosh, I've been an energy judgment machine. And that helped so much when I expand out of, like, I can be aware of all of it. I can expand me out. I don't have to take any of it on. And it also doesn't have to affect me. But then my space is actually expanded. I'm not feeling like I have to contract to be so small to avoid everybody else's energy. That's what I was doing.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I don't see anything negative because I've practiced so much using everything to my advantage.
Yeah. No, I get that. And so now I do that, but I'm just saying, like, when, like, people who don't know about the negative and positive energy, right, that's actually a lie, that it's not actually true, that you can, just like what you're doing, right, use it all to your advantage, where it's just is. It's like the earth. There's no bad part of the earth. It just is. And
yeah. So when I was talking about including, it's more like opening up so much to everything and everyone that you also receive the gift, not just the negative stuff, right? You also receive the gift that you're being to the world and the world is being to you. So when you're asking for something to change, and I say you, but I mean everyone in general, when you're asking for something to change or something to show up, and you're opening yourself up to so much more than what you usually do, then the things you want can actually show up, because now you're actually going to see them.
Before
you keep your energy just a little bit, you can't see shit that does not belong to your energy.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
It is. It's awesome, though.
It's so simple, and it doesn't take work.
No, it does not take work. I don't like work. And actually, apparently Facebook knows I don't like work, because there's this little game where you click, you connect, you know, it's a name game. You connect your Facebook account and it shows up something. And today was the title of your book. And apparently the title of my book is The Art of Laziness.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. I was like, yes, that's right. I can totally take being lazy.
Oh my gosh. That's hilarious. Yeah, I'm an ease slut these days.
Oh, nice.
How can I have this with more ease? But I'm also willing to do the work when there's work to be involved. But life has gotten so much easier where I don't know. You know, it's funny because one of our mentors, has told me that I was the hardest worker that he had ever met. And I was so proud. I was so proud. I was like, yeah. And I was like, wait a second. No, I don't want to be the hardest worker. I want all of life to come to me with ease, joy, and glory, not pain, suffering, and gory. And that's how my life was before I started, like, acknowledging all this stuff, right? And, man, magic. It's so much, like, it's the new thing.
Yeah. But coming out of somebody else's mouth, you are the hardest worker, probably would have been like, wow, I wish I worked as hard as you, right?
Well, yeah. And that's what other people said, was like, they were saying that, oh, Corey, you are a hard worker. Other people besides this person, right?
I know. Like,
wait a second. No. I'd like to have everything. And, you know, not work hard. That's not fun.
Yeah, and also, Corey, you and I, we kind of do, like, when we have an idea, we go ahead and implement it, so we don't really wait for, like, there's not a lot of resistance in implementing things in our universe. But when I hear that, I also hear people not knowing what it's like to just go with the energy and create when we want to create. That's what I'm also perceiving. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Did she go?
Well, I'm here. Oh, yeah, can you hear me now?
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah. Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. Just wanted to make sure because there was a little lost here. Yeah. So we're going to take another quick break and we'll be back in a few moments.
Looking for a romantic partner, but your life is already very busy? What if instead of just dating someone, you had someone to create with? Don't just date, create. Join spaciousdating.com.
This is Sophie, and we are talking with Corey about resistance and where were we? Okay, so we talked about using energetic tools to be with resistance in a way that is easier and change things in ways that are easier. Corey very clearly explained to us that resistance is a really good sign. It's a sign that we are actually creating what we want to create. Am I right, Corey?
Oh, that's what I say, at least. Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Oh, and you know what? We didn't actually address earlier, like, the difference between, you know, like, the other side of it. So we said, like, if you're, like, going, I don't wanna, or you're having a judgment, or there's lots of, like, random stuff that shows up. I think that when it's actually heavy or an indicator, intuition, awareness to not do something, it's really clear. There's no, like, sort of junk. It's just a no. It's just a no, that's not, no, I'm not going to do that. And you don't have to reason it. You don't have to justify it. You don't have to judge it. You don't have to whine about it. It's just a no.
Yeah.
And it's usually really clear. And I think that people get those. I facilitate people on that all the time because they get them, they've wrapped it all up in the resistance and the whiny and the, I don't want to, and the barriers and the blocks and all that, and the judgment as a no. And when you actually pull those apart and really start following your own intuitive awareness on what is actually a don't do that versus your resistance, then you have, like, so access to so much more in creating your whole entire life and actually having more ease, I think, in everything. Because, like, if you're driving down the road and you just all of a sudden you're like, I need to go on this road instead, and then you find out that there was an accident that either happened or would have happened right at the time that you were passing on that other road, it wasn't like you were reasoning it. You just took a different turn. You just knew, you followed it, you got the awareness and you followed it. Right. And I think that when we start to function that way in our life, instead of making up all this other junk to justify everything and prove everything, right, then everything just becomes so much more clear and easy.
Wow. That's so true. Okay. So you just gave me a piece of energy, and I'm going to try to put some words to it, because it feels to me that the easiest way to know whether we are resisting something or if it's simply a clear no is to relax about it and to just be, okay, no matter what, there's no wrong choice here. I'm just going to relax about this, not make it a big deal, and then I'll be more clear. Am I correct? Right. So, no, but I mean, this is really cool because, for instance, you know, I do quite a lot of relationship coaching, and one of my rules, and I don't have a lot of rules, but one of my rules is don't make a decision until you are, if you're still upset about somebody, or if you're still upset about something, if you have a lot of emotions about something, don't make a decision yet. Don't make a really big drastic choice. Wait until things are a bit cooled down and then really look at it. Just relax. Like, if you are huffing and puffing about things, that's the worst time to change anything, to change relationships or jobs or anything. Just relax first. Am I correct?
I would say yes, for sure.
Oh my gosh.
Well, because when we're in that heightened state of reaction, we want to go and make some, you know, choice that's going to change it all. And sometimes we're not really thinking all that clearly. We're not really looking at, well, what is this choice going to create? And I think that's, you know, I know it's one of your favorite questions too, but mine for really looking at, you know, what do I want to choose here is asking, well, if I choose this, what's it actually going to create?
Yeah. 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 So, and to me, asking those questions, I mean, our mentor, Dr. Dane here, will always say, before you ask the question, put your feet on the ground and actually connect with the earth and then ask the question. Because a lot of times we ask the question from the head, so we already decided what the answer is. But when we take our time to be present with our body and then ask the question, so much easier.
I'm so glad you said that. That's so brilliant. Right. The part that you said was that we want to ask a question from our head when we've already decided what the answer should be.
Yeah, I see it all the time.
That's freaking brilliant.
I see it all the time. And that's why I love the truth or dare, because for me, truth or dare is about getting out of your head and going with something that you would not think about doing or not think about saying, but simply pushing further and just going with it, not having to think about it, going with it. So are you ready for your truth question, Corey?
Yes, let's do it.
So truth, why are you still resisting, Corey?
Oh, what am I resisting? That's a great question. What am I resisting? You know what? I was just thinking about this morning.
Okay.
And is like a really, truly amazing, juicy relationship. I was really looking at that this morning, and I was, you know, I'm dating, and after getting out of this not so juicy relationship that I thought was juicy for a while, and really going like, what is it that I'd actually like? And what was coming up was the resistance to even the possibility of having kind of this awareness of what is possible or what could be possible, right?
Yes.
Like the awareness to even the possibility.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Of having it.
I totally get that. So, yeah. And I, for all the gentlemen out there, I know Corey, and she's a luscious, wonderful woman who will blow your mind. So don't go look for her.
Thank you, Sophie. Well, you know, it's interesting too, just with dating, I'll just say this because I know we're almost done, is that to be in your awareness and be functioning from this place is just really different, right? Like my willingness, and I know your willingness too, Sophie, to be that different and to be so much out of your head and into your body and into your awareness and following energy versus following logic or reasons or rightness is just really different. And that's one thing I love about inspiring my clients, but dating has not been easy with that,
mm-hmm.
you know, because so many people just either don't get it, right? They don't get like, so there's only like a certain, you know, point of relationship I can really go to with people unless they're really willing to dive in to something else, because otherwise it's just really not fun for me.
Yeah,
it's like boring. It's like I'm dating a muggle.
What's been really fun is to see what you put up on Facebook about what people are telling you or asking you. That's been fun. That's been really fun.
Thanks. Yeah, it's been well, and I'm really like in the inquiry of, you know, what am I resistant to with relationships and the ones I've chosen in the past, and really refusing my own awareness on certain things and really looking at it. It's like an inquiry every single day. And I know it is with you too, of okay, well, you know, what am I aware of and what is something that works for me and what do I want to create and all that stuff. So it's not just, you know, in my business, but in everywhere. Like it's
yes.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So Corey, tell us where people can find you and what are you currently offering that people may be interested in?
Oh my goodness. So there, I would give two websites. One, if you just want to check me out, it's meetcoreymichelle.com and it's C-O-R-Y. And that's my main website. And then if you want a freebie, you can either sign up. There's a, you know, a link there, sign up place right there on my website. Or if you want to get into the Crazy Possible Experiment, where we do experiments every single week to change your whole life with ease instead of hard work, then you can go to crazypossibleliving.com/like-Corey, and you'll like my business page there, and then you'll get a clearing loop all about clearing your blocks to ask and you shall receive. And then you'll get into the experiment.
Very cool. I love it. That's awesome. Thank you so much, Corey, for being on the show today. I hope you had as much fun as I had, or more. and who knows, maybe come back for a future show.
Oh my gosh. Let's do that. That would be so much fun. Thank you so much. And thank you so much to everybody listening. And Sophie, you're just freaking awesome. And what a gift. This has been so much fun.
Thank you, Corey. Bye, everyone. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bye.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?